Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Rena is here like all of our guests. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Outline. Dave, if there's anybody that the two of us know where we can say she is going to be out tonight, place to place, different drink in each hand, kind of, what'd you say, Dave, gallivanting throughout the metro area.
Yes.
My selection is Rena Sargentopoulos. Is that yours?
To have a drink in each hand, yes. To be the lady about town gallivanting, no.
No.
I am a notorious gallivanter.
Yeah. I mean, when I look up gallivanter on Wikipedia, it is a picture of you in your Terry Bradshaw Steelers jersey. Yep. It's
Duh.
Right there. That's
you. Gallivanting. Currently gallivanting.
Yeah. Yes. Is there any chance you're going out tonight?
There's zero chance. I am going to the grocery store now, hopefully to not leave my home for the next 3 days.
Yeah, you're bunkering in. Okay. Do you have New Year's Eve food tradition?
No food traditions, but we are going to make steak au poivre tonight and mashed potatoes.
Wait a sec. What kind of steak is it?
I don't know. It's French or something. A poivre. I think it means pepper sauce or something.
Oh. Dave, I did not. I'm checking my phone. Did you get an invite, Dave?
I did not.
No.
That's accurate.
Yeah, that's accurate. Okay. how is Rena Sargentopoulos on spices? Like, do you like your food spicy?
Yes. I put hot sauce in everything, including chicken noodle soup.
Okay, how does that fit in with the other two residents of the home?
Oh, my husband doesn't mind spicy, and my daughter doesn't mind spicy too much.
Yeah, Dave, that can be an issue, right? If you and the significant other, like, Michelle is like Norwegian spice level.
I mean, ketchup is spicy.
She bought something for me the other day when I was sick, and she's like, well, watch out. This is pretty spicy. I had it. I'm like, did I pick the wrong item? I literally couldn't taste anything spicy in the entire thing. And like, well, maybe we'll share something, Rena. And if I get like the medium level of spice, she's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. And then half the time she's okay, but yeah. Other times she's like, oh my God, I might have to go. I'm like, just calm down. Cause I love to share food. Do you and your guy like to share food?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. The spice component can be an issue. Okay, now will the three of you stay up until midnight?
Good question. I don't typically like have a plan to go to bed, but if I'm like dead dog tired, maybe. My daughter's been begging to stay up till midnight, but she's only 9, so I don't know what the Harrigan girls are doing, if they're staying up that late, but I don't know. I don't know if I can't decide if I should let her or not. She says you
Dave?
Should. She's in the back seat.
Yeah, she's right. Let her step. Dave, what do you think?
Oh, okay.
I think do it. I think it was either last year or 2 years ago, the daughter stayed up for the first time to midnight. And you know what? That's fine. It was fine. They, you know, the nice part is they've got 3 more days off of school, so she'll come back.
Dave, tell the audience the perilous decision you made involving your children, which was executed yesterday.
Well, it goes back to the Christmas party, the CCO Christmas party, when we were talking about the kids being off for school for so long over the holidays, and Rena jumping in saying, hey, I'm off the week after Christmas. I'd love to take your girls for a play date, which was a little menacing at first. But at the in the end, yesterday, we didn't have another option.
Menacing.
it was either that or send them to a daycare center that might be fraudulent or not. We're not really sure. So we said, OK, fine. We'll do it. Let's do it. So we I brought them over in the morning to the Rena estate, and they had a blast.
Oh, that's awesome.
They got okay, to.
I let them swim in the moat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Security took them in the limousine to various places.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the plan yesterday?
What was the plan or what did we end up doing?
Both.
Okay. The plan was we would do an art project and then we would go sledding. Then we were going to have lunch and then go to Grandma Peggy's to do an embroidering project. And that's exactly, it went all according to plan, except
nice.
For my lunch decision. We were either going to make lunch at home or I wanted to go to Olive Garden and I got outvoted and we ended up at McDonald's.
And Dairy Queen.
And Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And then
what happened
Taylor Swift
concert. Yeah. Yeah. Then, now that would be impressive. What happened on the food situation? Olive Garden, rock solid pasta. The breadsticks are tremendous. How did you lose control?
I don't know that I ever had control, but I don't know. And then I took the eldest Harrigan daughter's suggestion, and I actually ate at McDonald's and got a spicy chicken sandwich that was in no way spicy. I don't know where I lost it. No one wanted to go to Olive Garden, though.
Yeah. I mean, were you driving the vehicle or were you in the back seat?
Oh, I was driving.
Yeah.
I didn't let the girls drive this time. Maybe next time.
No, next time. Dave, thoughts on McDonald's? Were you okay?
Well, when I learned about it, it came with an immediate apology from Rena. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's what we did for lunch. No, it's fine. It's fine. The kids love it. We don't do it a lot, but man, you know what? They get their chicken nugget Happy Meal. It comes with the teeny little cup of fries. Now, it's so delightful, their little Happy Meal cup of fries they get. They get the apples. They were happy. And why not stop at DQ, too? Why not?
Yeah, why
okay.
Not?
What does Rena get at Dairy Queen?
I didn't get anything at Dairy Queen. I've been
what?
So... I don't... I know. I know. I was already, like, I don't ever... Sorry, McDonald's. I know I'm not going to be a sponsor for you at this point, but I don't ever eat at McDonald's ever for any reason. So the fact that I ate McDonald's, there was zero chance I was going to add Dairy Queen onto it. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
You're so
bloated. I was already feeling bad about myself. Yes.
You're so heavy. We've all wondered, you know, if you're going to, you know, explode.
I'm going to do something about it in the new year, I promise.
Yeah. Give me a break. What would you get at Dairy Queen?
Do you remember, and please tell me you remember, the crunchy coating stuff that they used to have? It was like their version of sprinkles, but it also had some sort of like crunchy, nutty something or other on top.
Many places still have it.
Do they really?
Yes.
The Hopkins,
in fact,
Dairy Queen does not. That's not where we ended up going, but the Hopkins Dairy Queen does not have it anymore.
Is that the one on Minnetonka Boulevard right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great Dairy Queen, but it's not the number one Dairy Queen in America. Which is not far from your work. The Golden Valley Dairy Queen is the greatest Dairy Queen ever, and they still have the crunch cone. The crunch cone is
tremendous. I know where that is. Crunch cone. That's exactly what I would do. Crunch cone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A couple minutes with Rena, and then we'll let her go. Are you a resolution person?
No.
Okay. Dave, I'm assuming you're with all of us. No, I'm not a resolution person.
Yeah, no, I don't want to fail on something else in my life. I've got enough.
Yeah. Exactly. I
screw
up.
Start in June and fail. Why start in January?
Every day I come up short in various parts of my life. Why do I need to put a big demarcation? What do we think that industry is, though? I mean, how many billions of dollars do people end up investing in spending because of one day of the year where this is it? Here's the new membership. Here's the new diet. Here's my new patients, whatever. It is truly one of the greatest scams of all time that because of big calendar, we've decided that we're going to change our lives. Like, by the way, I just was texting a break with a buddy of mine who's lost 50 pounds. Of course, he's funny. He goes, you know what the key is? I go, what is? He goes, be 50 pounds overweight, you know? And he's right about that. But again, if you're going to make your life better, bravo, amazing. But the fact, Rena, that we've decided we can wait for 2 months and then by January 7th, we've given up on it. Congratulations to those marketers who've pulled us all in.
Yes. Kudos to you. And that's the next big thing that we need to come up with. The three of us aren't that dumb. Yeah. I mean, we're mildly dumb, but like we can come up with something like this.
Yeah. I'm all in. All right. I hope you have an amazing night tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year, friends.
Rena Sargentopoulos right here on WCCO. Dave, let's do our spot next hour because I'm about to start coughing.
Okay.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, here we go. Lengthy visit with Susie, which we love, and that's part of the show. So this might be a little bit shorter, but we want to include you in the mix. A lot of good texts and comments all throughout. Thank you so much, and I mean this. Anybody who takes any time and listens, preferably not in a grossly disrespectful way, but, by the way, in a vehement way in your disagreement, and you can text, you can call. You can email me, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. chad.hartman@odyssey.com. Not giving you out the cell. chad.hartman@odyssey.com. And obviously, text away, 651-461-9226. Okay. Two points of view, the next two segments. How's your bottom of the hour? Minnesota stories of the year, and either one word or one phrase to describe your year. Again, Minnesota stories of the year and one word to describe your year. Dave, without looking, to me it's clear cut that we have three. And if you tell me I'm missing something, I'm all ears. But in some order, it is the fraud story, which is borderline every day. And if I said the Minnesota story we have discussed the most on the show, it's fraud by far, right? You know, if it's just a Minnesota story, it's fraud. Then, and again, whatever order you want, it is the political assassination of the Hortmans and the attempt on the Hoffmans. A day he couldn't believe what was happening. And then add to it again, can't believe it's happening, but really can with both because of the violence and the evil and the cruelty which is out there and the availability of weaponry and the mental health issue. But again, stop saying it's only mental health, because then why does this country have so many issues with guns and murders and homicides, but other countries aren't close to us? Apparently, we're the only country with mental health issues, so stop with that. But then it's Annunciation. It's Annunciation Church. Kids are praying, and two kids are killed, and others are terrorized. So to me, it's those three, without a doubt. Text me right now if I'm missing something that comes close to that. And you know, the Annunciation story, I mean, two little kids and the others and the effect it had on their lives forever. And that doesn't go away because it's the the gun question again. And then it's families are at their house on the political assassinations. It's the middle of the night. And there is a knock at the door. And there is, as we find out, a purported police officer. This disgusting, vile, evil person. And you get the knock, you get the doorbell, and you look out, whatever way you look out, and you see a police officer. And I know we've now learned it should be two police officers. What percentage of us would have opened the door?
Very high percentage.
I mean, 99.5%
Yeah. You're not thinking, well, it should be two officers. No, it's the middle of the night. You're just roused out of bed. You see what anybody would assume to be a police officer. Of course, you open the door.
You open the door. And tries to kill the Hoffmans. He kills the Hortmans, their dog. He's at other places. The manhunt takes place. Horrifying. The fraud story, which, I mean, what, 80% of our show was at yesterday? And it's been, I mean, numerous shows. It's almost been the entire show. If it's up to $9 billion, if it's $8 billion, $7 billion, that's when the governor's pushing back. Well, I don't know how much money it is. I mean, really? That's the baffling path that the governor really just doesn't want to accept enough responsibility, wants to take. And I mean, no signs of it slowing down. So to me, it was a clear cut, the three biggest stories in the state. Does anything else jump out to you?
Certainly nothing above those three. Those are, as you said, clear cut. Nothing's close. I mean, the only one that others that jump that just got a lot of talk, a lot of discussion. I mean, the Vikings will always be a story, especially with the quarterback situation this year. I think the early legislative session shenanigans with the Democrats not showing up and that whole situation, how that played out, absolutely was a big story. But when you're talking top three, again, it's those three, and I mean, sadly, those three, and then everything else.
Let's pause. So again, what else would you add if something else stands out? Is story, Minnesota story of the year, because somebody's talking Trump. Trump is a national story with Minnesota implications. We're talking about events that happened just in Minnesota. And then give me a word or a phrase to describe your year. What do you have? 651-461-9226. Let me describe what I have in my house. I have the best drinking water system I can get with a company that has been earning the right to be recommended since 1987. It's Aquarius. AquariusHomeServices.com. I mean, everywhere throughout this state, you see Aquarius and the success and families like mine who believe so much in this company because they back it up every day. If you need something, if you need help with the water softener because it's so tied to, you know, the shower, the bath, your laundry, your dishes, if you need something in your utility room, they can help you out with the washing machine. Excuse me, that was going back to water softener. But utility room with the heat. Not turning on the air conditioner right now, but yeah, they can help you out with that. And then let's get back to their signature. That Kinetico drinking water system. Still saving up to 25%. You can, but almost none of us can drink enough water. It's the way to go. Reach out today. And with the water system, right now, save up to 25%. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free. to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, Dave, if you want to use a word or a phrase to describe your year, what do you have for me?
Up and down? Is that a good phrase?
Sure.
I think everyone's year, you have your ups, you have your downs. We had some great memories, certainly, with the family, with the girls. You build great memories as you go. The youngest made her way into kindergarten, you know, all the good things. We had an incredibly terrible loss in the family just 3 weeks ago. So that brings the down, especially at holiday time. It has not been a very happy holiday season for those reasons.
Yeah, and that's I mean, it's never easy.
No.
Jordana's facing right now with her mom, and I'm very sorry for what
My mother-in-law, I'll just say that. My wife lost her mother, so it's
yep.
It's been very, very difficult the last few months with those challenges.
I've been really lucky this year. You know, for me, my word would be new. New. For me personally, I moved. I'd lived in the same development for, you know, 20 plus years and decided to move. And it was part of this process, and it's worked out great. But that's a big change, right? That is a big change. That pales in comparison to number one is new just because of Quentin. I mentioned a couple times. Last couple days, he's going to finish this year without a single seizure. And that is so new from a couple years ago. And to see him flourishing and the happiness he's having. And then also, we have a new member of our family. We're going to add a dog, but Michaela's just a little more important, as much as we love dogs. But to see my son get married to an amazing person. So for me, it was new, and that is not to say the year didn't have difficult times, but we had a year where there was a lot of good, and like Quentin not having a seizure, new, adding just a great human being, new, adding, you know, Quinton and having a gear where he's doing the things he's doing. Amazing, you know? Let's go. Give me more here, folks. You describe this year either in a phrase or a single word. One word. 1984. Yeah, I think we got a little George Orwellian there. I can't quite say it. Bleep show. You really don't want me to use the S word right there, do you?
We'd have to dump that one.
Yeah. The internets would still get it, though, right?
Yes, they would.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the X-rated Chad Arbin show, stream it.
Working blue. Yeah, I mean, if it's on the national side and you're consuming a lot of politics, if you're a fan of the man in charge, you've loved it. You love the revenge tour. And you love what he's for. I mean, again, just to show you what a despicable human being I think he is member of the Kennedy family at 35 years old, dies from cancer. And this guy, hours later, on True Social, is retweeting, whatever it's called, awful things about the Kennedy family. That's the guy you support. And policy, of course, matters immensely. There are about, I don't know, 75 million Republicans who do what he's doing and don't go to the lowest common denominator every single day. Again, Rob Reiner, 35-year-old. I mean, that's just who he is. I'll go another word, clueless, because if you keep texting here and think we haven't been talking fraud, either you don't listen and you're allowed to, right? Or you need your hearing checked, or you're just not paying attention. Because we've been talking fraud for years with plenty of guests. More text. Personally, I had a great year. Thanks for asking, the texter says. However, it is really unfortunate that the top three news stories are all bad news. Wouldn't it be great if the top three stories of next year would be all good news stories? That would be. It would be great if, and again, we know this. There are many positive things out there. But these ones we highlighted, the fraud is grotesque. And those killings, Dave, are, I mean, we talk about them, so it doesn't totally match up with unspeakable, but they're just unfathomable.
Horrific, heinous, all of it.
Yeah, exactly. Probably the best thing that happened to all you is my journey jokes. Don't stop believing. the ice story. Okay. That's enormous here. I mean, I'm sure you probably saw the video where there's 50 federal agents at the Ridgedale Library for two individuals. We are doing this because the president wants to intimidate. Because it's a given, Dave, every single one of us, outside of just an extraordinary small few, and those folks should be dismissed because the thought of it is awful. Every one of us wants criminals out of the country, violent criminals. But the way that they're carrying, have executed this, and harassed children this year has been horrifying. Shutting down the border? Tremendous. Making us safe? Yes. Harassing somebody whose color is not white, sometimes American citizens, other times without any adherence to the law. Shameful. That keeps happening at the same level. And I put this way, way more on those who are directing the individuals. The majority of the office, the high, high majority of the ICE officers are just doing their job. All right, speaking of fraud, let's jump back into it. Our guy Hauser is next on CCO. Thomas here. Tom, yeoman work on the morning show the last couple days. Excellent as always. All right, let's jump right into it, sir. Nick Shirley, it is not what you do. It is not traditional journalism, and it's not the same standards, not the same practices, not same editing. But whether we like it or not, whether we love it or not, it is a large part of the discourse. He's not the first, but this clearly has grabbed a great deal of attention with conservatives nationwide, and in particular who are delusional, who do not think that outlets like KSTP, WCC Radio, the Star Tribune, Care 11 haven't been covering it. They may not agree with coverage. They may have differences, but the idea that it's not covered just factually is incorrect, and it's provable in many ways. But when you consume all of what Nick Shirley provided and the fallout, I'm giving you the floor. What do you think?
Boy, where do you begin?
Yeah, you know, what, so I'm giving you plenty of room.
What he does is provocative internet clickbait that panders to the lowest common denominator. He likes to fit, in this particular instance, things into a specific narrative, and that is the conservative Republican narrative that Tim Walz is responsible for every single penny of fraud. And there is plenty of blame to put in his direction and the direction of his administration. And we've been covering that literally for years. Jay Coles from our station was going door to door at some of these same daycare centers last January, finding them at one point empty, the doors locked. And he did a story about it, found out all these violations several of them had. We did a story about that that was thoroughly vetted by our station attorneys. The story then aired. It got the attention of the legislature. The legislature had a hearing where they talked extensively about CCAP, the child care funds, and it was covered thoroughly. But what Jay didn't do was what you saw some of in this video, some of it very clearly race-baiting, talking about, oh, here come the Somalis. Be careful. They're all violent. And those types of things. And then, you know, talking about the new Minnesota flag that looks like the flag of Somalia and just all of these different things that were just meant to be provocative and not the least bit meant to be responsible journalism. There are still questions about how many of their numbers were vetted and the accusations they made about these particular daycares have been vetted. And we're all doing some of that work right now.
Okay. And I'm with you on many of those points, in particular on the race baiting. I mean, I want people just to be honest. When this David is saying they're all violent, and then Shirley is saying, oh, the flag is just like the Somali flag. You know, I'm just going to be honest. 99% of you who keeps saying it's like the Somali flag, had no idea what the Somali flag looked like until Fox News showed you. So just stop. But on the atypical reporting, whether it's your reporting, Coles, the other outlets, do you think Shirley provided any new information?
You know, I don't know how much is actually new, but he certainly brought more attention to it because of the way he went about it and the fact that it became so viral. And the sad thing is so much of it will just now be adopted as fact, like so many other things in these fraud stories, like the Al-Shabaab story, for instance.
Yes,
some conservative outlet did a thing about all of this money, Minnesota taxpayers were funding the terrorism by Al-Shabaab. Even Joe Thompson, the assistant U.S. attorney at that news conference, I think a week before Christmas, said, no, we don't have any evidence that this money was going. These people were trying to enrich themselves, like, which is the motivation for 99% of fraudsters and crooks. They're trying to
enrich
themselves.
Can I jump in on that? Let me jump in on that one, too, just to back it up. Andy Luger, now a fairly frequent guest on this show, the former U.S. attorney for this state, twice appointed, who directed Joe Thompson to start the investigations on this show, asked him repeatedly. He's like, we investigated that. There is zero evidence, and you nailed it on what Thompson said and what Andy said. They want the money for themselves. Nobody's defending that. No one on this show in this conversation defending it. It's awful. It should have been stopped. And I certainly have been very strong in my criticism of Governor Walz. But this idea that one outlet puts it out there, the money's going to El Shabaab, and no one has been able to prove that. And then the two people, and I'm sure Dan Rosen is now up to speed, but the two people who started this and followed up on it, by the way, Joe Biden appointed Andy Luger. So the idea the Democrats have been in the tank for it, but there was this guy, Andy Luger, who's not a righty. There's zero evidence, but people just go with it because somebody said it and they just want to believe it. When if you're asked to provide the data or the evidence or the lawyers who have to prove it, it's not out there.
But you hear it repeated as fact. I've heard Congressman Tom Emmer mention it multiple times on national news shows, you know, mostly Fox and Newsmax and some of those conservative outlets. But when a lie gets repeated enough, or misinformation or inaccurate information gets repeated enough, it becomes fact. What is that old saying? The truth doesn't even have time to get its pants on by the time the lie is halfway around the world. And
stop
and
talking about yourself, Tom, okay? I mean,
yeah. For the record, I do have pants on right now. but it is just kind of remarkable how these things, we are in such a hyper-partisan era. And I will tell you this, it is going to get, I don't even know how many multiples of worse. 10 times might not be enough. I'm going to say 100 times worse the closer we get to the midterm elections. I don't think we will have seen a midterm election with as much vitriol as we're about to see, because now we have the confluence of not just the internet, but social media and now AI generated images and video. I fear for what we're going to see as we approach the midterm elections.
Well, and in particular, Tom Hauser with us. We're going to keep Tom for two segments here because, and I Dave can check. I think it might be up to 2.5 million YouTube. God knows on X, it was like 135 million views. Other individuals, whether they're conservative or liberal, let's just be honest, the conservatives keep kicking the liberals' butts in this area, are going to say, wait a second. I don't need to work for KSTP. I don't need to work for the Trib. I can have my own personal views, go out to try to affirm them, and I can get the notoriety where the vice president's retweeting me, where I'm viewed as like this media darling and I'm covering things and acting like no one else covered it when the stories have been covered extensively. The modern journalists, if they want to generously call them that, and I know you're going to push back, but that's been out there for a while. That is going to multiply to a level that is going to be staggering, and then it's up to people if they want to decide. If they want to decide, Tom, do I just want to get my personal views affirmed repeatedly, or do I want to go to a variety of sources and try to consume it? And what's going to happen, Tom, is they're not. They're just going to go, I just want to be told I'm right over and over and over again.
Well, and even this morning when I was filling in for Vanita, and I pointed out just the simple fact that the General Accounting Office, it's the government accountability, U.S. federal government, released a study last year and I forget the exact figure, but they estimate that the federal government is the victim of fraud to the tune of about $230 to $580 billion every year. And they studied the years 18 to 22. It's probably even higher now. That is the federal government. That does not mean to minimize, the however many billions or a billion or whatever it might be in Minnesota. It's just to give some perspective that Minnesota is not the only state where this happens. And guess what? The federal government also has a major problem with being defrauded.
Let's pause. Let's come back with Tom, including the Speaker of the House confirming that she and people close to her work with Nick Shirley on the video. What does Tom think of that? What do you think about that? We're coming back in moments on CCO. Right back with Tom Hauser. Lisa Damoth on this show yesterday. I did not realize it at the time, but I would read hours later that NPR, I think they had it first. If they didn't, I'll give credit to anybody who had it, that the speaker confirmed that she and her team had worked with Nick Shirley in some way. Is it sites? Is it the data? But had worked with Shirley as he provided what has now become a viral and much discussed. And I put that out there in a tweet and just said, interesting. And, of course, the measured response was, oh, you're dismissing it. I'm not dismissing fraud in this state. Of course I'm not. But for the Republicans who went at me, a typical liberal move, you just want to dismiss the story, I'm not. But let's say the liberals had somebody who is as popular right now as Nick Shirley and Tim Walz acknowledged that they work with the vlogger and provided him places to show where the fraud has him and is bad. Those folks would be going bat bleep crazy. They just would. So what do you think about this, you know, the Shirleys of the world and now top officials, the top Republican in the state, working directly with them to buttress their argument?
Well, I'm not surprised, and you got to keep in mind the sub-narrative here is that she is running for governor. She would like to have Tim Walz's job. Kristen Robbins, the chair of the fraud committee, the House Fraud Committee, also running for governor. She wants the governor's job. They are going to aggressively pursue this fraud issue day in and day out until next, what is election day, November 3rd. It's going to make for some very interesting dynamics when they get down to negotiations on legislation in the upcoming session in February, because the vitriol now is getting to the level where I can see it really impacting how much they can even sit in a room together. And so I'm not surprised by it. But they're going to use whatever tool they have. And in this case, it was Nick Shirley, it appears, as a way to get their message out more broadly and especially to their base, who only wants to hear bad things about Tim Walz. They don't want objectivity getting in the way of that narrative.
A texter nails a question that I was going with, so credit to them. Do we believe the Republicans in any way paid for this?
That they paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
That I do not know. Although I have engaged with some of my colleagues on whether there could be maybe not even just House Republicans, but maybe even the White House. Who knows? You know, they've had Nick Shirley at the White House.
He was on with Don Jr. the other day.
Yeah, with these bloggers or podcasters or what have you. And who knows? I mean, but the fact of the matter is, the only thing, I'm not dismissing fraud in any way, shape, or form. I'm just defending traditional, objective, responsible journalism. And that's what we do. And not only us, I heard you talking to Lou Ragusa yesterday from Channel 11. He does great work. There's a lot of great work being done by the Star Tribune, NPR, The Reformer. We've all covered this. And it just drives me up a wall when people, and I know you get the same abuse at WCCO Radio, why do you guys never talk about fraud? And it's like, I just want to respond, why do you never bother to watch? It's a simple Google search away, and you can find more stories than you have enough time to watch in a 24-hour period.
One thing that surprised me yesterday with Damoth, our guy Hauser is here. Check out Tom's tremendous work, KSTP-TV, on a regular basis. Sorry, sir, I've been sick for like a week. It's no fun. My first question to her yesterday was, do you believe the governor needs to resign? Because as you know, the day before, five members of the House and Senate had said he did. And she just ducked it. And then I followed up and said, I just want to get you on the record. And that's when she said, which has been our quote that the news team has run with, and they should, that he should either resign or what was the other part? I'm trying to remember. He should either resign or what was the
or
second
Or not run
part?
For re-election.
Yeah, or not run for office. And I'm thinking she couldn't have been surprised by me asking that question, right? You know, and when you're trying to stand out, to me, I think she should have been a little bit more ready where answer the question directly and don't need me to try to get her on the record to get her to say something that probably 95% of her base now wants her to say.
Well, and the interesting thing about that whole idea, I've got to believe it's mostly designed as a talking point so they can say, as the election approaches, look, there have been calls for him to resign for several months now. But in reality, I would guess the last thing Republicans want is for Tim Walz to not run. Because the biggest issue they have to run on is fraud. And if Walz were to be replaced by another Democrat who does not have the fraud baggage, that Democrat could be very difficult to beat just by historical standards, because it
Correct.
Has been more than 20 years since a statewide Republican has won in Minnesota.
So when are we going to start talking about your baggage?
Oh, I got so much baggage.
Oh, I'm aware. I've got a dossier on you. Yeah, I have a lot of details about your stuff. All right, my friend, are you staying in or are you carousing with your West Metro crew?
My Run West group, we are doing a run today at 4 o'clock. And then I'll probably do that. We'll make my clown around for a little bit. And then I'll probably spend most of the night at home trying to get my backyard hockey rink into some sort of working order. Mother Nature's not cooperating a whole lot.
No, not right now. All right, man. Thank you. Be safe.
All right. Happy New Year, Tim.
Same to you, brother. Bill Guerin, Wild Boss and Olympic men's hockey brain wizard. Billy Guerin, early next hour. Bill Guerin here. We appreciate him coming on. I'm broadcasting from home today, and the gal has just made some navy bean soup that is just unbelievable. Can I, while we chat, can I just have the soup periodically during the conversation?
100%. You can call me Billy.
Yeah. William, does anybody, okay, when you're in trouble with your wife,
no.
Who are you, Bill, Billy, William, who are you?
If my wife ever called me Bill, it just wouldn't happen. It's Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Yes. When people call me Bill, she doesn't even know. She doesn't think they're talking to me. It's Billy.
Did your parents ever call you anything out?
Billy.
Were you Billy right away?
Billy. Right away. My dad was Bill.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the president of hockey operations. I view Russo as the vice president of hockey operations? Because seemingly he knows.
Just ask him.
Everything. And you're right. Ask him. And I think he's great. And he informs me all the time.
Mike's great.
Yeah, I would mean this. He has covered your beat as well as anybody I've witnessed in my life. I mean that, and I literally like Mike, and I know you do too. But he, in his story in The Athletic, said you would be spending the morning as the man in charge of the men's hockey team for the United States of America, informing players who has made it and who has not. Have you finished that task today?
I have not. I have not. I still have some names to get through. I'm in the process right now. In some cases, obviously this has been an amazing experience. There have been some, on the other side, there have been some really hard phone calls to make today too.
Yep.
But in the end, we're making decisions on, you know, just trying to put a team together to give ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, whenever you're trying to do something great or worthwhile or meaningful, you have to make tough decisions, and that's part of it.
Let me talk about the tough calls. When more of the players hear the tough news, do more guys just say, thanks, understand, or do some want to understand? Because, listen, those are not easy calls. These are players who have been celebrated throughout their career and are used to being on the first line, being stars. And
yeah,
because you have so many players, great players aren't going to make your team.
They are stars, yeah. And I will say, to the ones I've spoken to so far, they've handled it like stars. All big boys, all professionals. Disappointed, yes, but I can say they've all handled it incredibly well in a tough situation.
You are going to announce this full team. Is it on the Today Show Friday? Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Today's Wednesday. Yes.
Would you like to break the news here?
No. No, we want to reach many people, not 28 that listen to this segment.
28? Where did they get the 8?
I mean, I was thinking.
It's gone up. It's gone up.
Yeah. Michelle's not listening, so I think it's 3, you know, so I've got 3 right now. Can I ask you this? How different is the team from the Four Nations team?
There are going to be some changes, but not a ton. I just really don't want to get into specifics because I haven't made all the calls yet. So I appreciate it. But yeah, of course, we're making a couple changes.
Okay. The debates, I'm sure, have been going on literally since you were named, right? And you had to go through this with the Four Nations, and it was a tremendous tournament. I love the hockey, and I know you wanted to win the last game, but you know both games against Canada were great. So were the other games. So how did the process go? Because you're surrounded by smart guys. You're surrounded by gentlemen. Just take me through that. And did it come down to a couple guys? Did it come down to 4 guys? How tough was it in the end to make the final decisions?
Well, it's been a great process. And, you know, as a whole, it's probably been about a 2-year process getting to this point. And, you know, like I've always said, I have great support. Chris Kelleher, who's, you know, with me at the Wild, Tom Fitzgerald, Bill Zito, Chris Drury, Stan Bowman. You know, these are all general managers in the league and, you know, very, very smart guys. And the thing that I loved about our group, or I love about our group, is we're all different thinkers. We all have different ways of looking at the game, different thought processes, and you know, and they challenge me. And you know, and sometimes it's hey, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate just to do it because you need to think about this. And And I really appreciate that. I don't know everything. I don't ever pretend to. You always have to listen to other people. And they've just made me stronger. And it's been a great, it's a great group to work with, a very good process to go through, so many good players. And I think we'll have a really good team.
Bill Guerin is here. We're talking right now about his role as the man in charge. He's the boss of the men's hockey team. And I think a lot of us who enjoy hockey a lot can't wait to when that starts with the Milan Olympics in early February. I'm not talking a name, but let me just give you a hypothetical. Let's say it's one of the guys who your core thought he's going to be on our team. And the guy is just not off to a good start. It's I mean, not playing disastrous by no means, but to the standard that player normally would play up to for the first 2 months, not quite there. How do you balance that when we're still, you know, 5 weeks away or so, and this hypothetical person has enough of a pedigree for you to think, this is not how this player is going to play or has played throughout the totality of his career?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. But, yeah, I think you really have to look at the body of work that that player's had over the years, the situation that the NHL team is in. You know, are they a strong team? Are they struggling? Are they, you know, a new team, like a lot of new players? Did they go to a new team? There's so many different things that go into it. You know, how well do we know this person? You know, and it doesn't have to be me. It can be one of the other guys on the staff and just say, hey, look, I believe in this guy. I think he'll be ready. You know, this is a big weight too, for the players to carry around. This is, something that so many of these guys want to be involved in. And that can be, you know, a burden, a mental burden. And when it's lifted, you know, it can kind of free up some, you know, a little mental capacity and stress and things like that. So I believe in the people. And, you know, I just have to look at a lot of different things and then make my decision.
Canada's team was announced a few hours ago. They're bringing back their same 8 defensemen, 10 of the forwards from the team, and they're bringing only one goaltender back. They're making some changes there. What is your assessment of that group? And is there anything about their team when they announced it that surprise is too dramatic, but maybe it was not quite what everybody expected?
No, you know what? I'm not going to comment. That's Canada's team. That's their business. That's not mine. I'm not going to assess anything that they did. I'm just focused on our guys right now and Team USA.
Is the rink done?
It will be.
I mean, like
pretty confident,
the day before? Huh?
I mean,
the morning of? I mean, what is?
Hey,
it seems like that matters.
It'll get done. Yeah, it'll get done.
Dave, shouldn't he be more concerned that the rink might not be available for the actual competition?
I like the confidence. Can't be confident.
What am I going to do?
Well, chip in
with
a hammer?
Hard hat on and, yeah, finish her up.
Yeah, get my tools. I'll go over to Italy and, you know.
Bring the meatball recipe.
Hey, listen, I'll bring the meatball recipe.
That's very good.
That's just noise. That's noise. That's a media thing that you guys have a blast with that. Social media does. There's some funny memes on it, all that stuff. But I can't worry. I got enough to worry about. I can't worry about
that. True.
It'll be ready. It'll be ready and we'll be ready to go. I don't care when it's finished or what size it is. We'll be ready to go.
All right. When we come back on his team, some quality wins of late. Is he confident enough in his meatballs that he could go to an Italian restaurant and say, hang with me? His first job, did he ever have a construction job? And how is New Year's Eve with Bill Guerin? He's back in moments on CCO. Back with Bill Guerin. Billy, this is almost like a pregame show. I mean, your team is playing in 40 minutes in San Jose as this long road trip takes place because of World Juniors. We'll get to that, too. You've had a lot of impressive wins. Where does the last game, where you end up defeating Vegas and you were in complete control, at one point up five, among your better games of the year, where does that one rank?
Well, you're only as good as your last game, so it was good. It was really good.
I mean,
the guys came out and played. You know, they were ready to go. Fast start, yeah. Detailed, and took advantage of their opportunities. So it was good. And I really like the third period because Vegas, they're a very good team, and they pushed us. And to me that was more than the start. The finish was good because we didn't break and we continued to play, even though they got a couple. It was just staying with it and playing winning hockey. So I was more happy about that part of it than the big lead. I like to see our team playing winning hockey.
First half of the season, is Matt Boldy your best player through the first 41 games?
I think so. I think he's been the most consistent, for sure. He's been really good. And the thing is, it's a consistency. You know, it's been every night. He's driving the play. He's been great.
Well, I feel like also, and again, you know these things immensely better than me, you can play him everywhere, right? I mean, he's on your penalty kill. He's on your power play. If to switch up your lines, there were times before when he was emerging where you'd say, there'd be a game, he'd be like, man, that guy's dominant. And then there's another game where he would vanish. Watching you guys play a lot this year, I don't remember any game where I wasn't noticing Matt Boldy.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the consistency has been the big thing. And I think when you start to see guys put up big numbers, it's not just, a big night here, a big night there. They're consistent every single night. Chipping in all different ways. But I think he's really embraced the defensive part of the game too. Like you mentioned, the penalty kill and things like that. He's playing a full 200-point game and, making the most of his, his offensive opportunities and creating a lot. So that consistency is when you're putting up big numbers like that, the consistency is definitely a huge factor.
It's one thing when you're a manager of a team and you see a star player when you play him and when you're scouting, but it's also very different when you get to see a guy every day, whether it's a practice or when you're behind the scenes or on the games themselves. What is even more unique about Quinn Hughes now that you get to see him all the time?
Honestly, I think the skating, it's really incredible. Like, you think a guy's got him, he's on him, and then he kind of turns the net and just separates himself. And, obviously his escape moves, his skating is really incredible. It's been fun to watch.
What was Bill Guerin's first job as a kid?
My first job, honestly, I had two jobs. I worked for a short time on the maintenance crew at my high school for a summer. And then
we're talking like grounds crew or outside.
But my biggest job, that was only for like one summer I did that. But my biggest job is I was an instructor at Gary Dineen Hockey School, and Gary was my junior coach, and he had all of his players, not all of his players, but some of his players come in and be instructors. So for 2.5 months in the summer, I was on the ice, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, teaching anywhere from, you know, 6-year-olds to 16-year-olds. And that, I honestly, that was probably a big part of my development, because
I was going to say,
you know, he would make us demonstrate all the drills, and we'd have to, you know, run all these drills with these kids, but we had to show them how to do it. So I was constantly on the ice, constantly doing all these skating drills. And I really think that job helped me develop as a player. And it was great. I was probably a B-minus instructor, but I was A-plus at the snack bar.
Okay. So when you're going to get the kids a snack, what was your go-to at this
point? No. They got their own.
Oh. Did you work the snack bar?
No. I just, you know what? I was growing. I needed multiple hockey rink pizzas and hot dogs every day.
Yeah. Why not?
My fellow instructors, actually one year, because we would give the kids report cards at the end of their 2 weeks. And I remember the guys did a fake report card for me, and it was all about my time spent at the snack bar.
Okay. Bill Garrett is with us. Now, were you a hard grader? I mean, are you telling a 6-year-old, have you considered basketball? I mean, would you be that tough, or were you kind?
Those were always the conversations, but no, I was a very easy grader.
Dave, can't you just see this? Like, you know, the parents are up there, and Bill's handing out the grade, and comes up there, and the kid goes, "Why should I start skiing more, Mom and Dad? What does that mean?" You know, I mean,
you're going to have to ask me about this again when we have more time, because we'll run out of time. But I have some great stories from that time.
We will,
because I went to the hockey school too as a young kid.
Got it.
And it was just different times. But just ask me again; it's hilarious.
Okay, we'll get to it. I don't know a high-end place in Milan, but we both know somebody who I guarantee does. And his first name sounds like Lou, and his last name sounds like Nanny. Are you willing to go to a high-end Italian restaurant, get your meatball recipe up against him, and say, what do you think of that?
I would put mine up against him any day of the week.
Well, not Louie, but like the chef at some high-end Italian restaurant.
Yeah, of course. Oh, of course God. I would. Why wouldn't I?
Harrigan, we have to make this happen.
I'd love it. Pepsi some challenge just, with the meatballs.
And you know, when it comes to Louie, it's not Louie. It's Francine. I would not enter a contest against Francine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know that. I mean, I'm not saying, and again, we want Louie to set up some great restaurants. So, okay. Tonight, we are reporting exclusively as New Year's Eve. You're going to watch your club play in just a little bit. Are you having more? I mean, do we have more of the meatballs still left from Christmas, or where are we at?
No. They're gone. They're all gone.
Okay. What kind of New Year's Eve celebration?
You know what? I don't know. We are not big New Year. Never have been big New Year's Eve people. My wife and I will stay in, like we always do. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to watch the 5 o'clock game here at the World Juniors.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go home. And, we're just going to chill out. We'll see if we make it to midnight. But, I don't know. Just not a big New Year's Eve guy.
I need to ask about World Juniors and let you go. What has impressed you most so far when you've had a chance to watch?
You know, it's just the skill level of these kids. Like they just, I mean, I played in two World Juniors and it was amazing. I actually played against Russia when they had McGilney, Fedorov, and Bure as their top line. And it was,
oh my God,
incredible. I was like, yeah, change right wing. I can't keep up. but the skill level of all these young guys, and you know, it's really just incredible some of the things they do with the puck and the way they skate. And you know what? How much they care. You know what? They understand that playing for your country really means something. And, you know, they're putting their heart and soul into it. And I love the passion. I was there the other night at the U.S. game and just the excitement of it. And yeah, the passion and emotion that they play with when they're playing for their country. I love it.
Always appreciate it, sir. We enjoy it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks and be safe until then.
That sounds great, my friend. Have a happy new year.
I will. Billy Guerin with us. Wild rolling, and on Friday, we'll announce the hockey team he's in charge of with a lot of people helping, but the men's hockey team with Bill as the general manager. Let's check traffic and weather when we come back on CCO. And we realize the audience is quite different today. People day off or not listen normally, and a lot of people have checked out. So anybody who's still tuned in, we appreciate it greatly. What is your New Year's Eve drink? You could have any drink, alcohol, non-alcohol. What is it? What would you like to have in an ideal world tonight for New Year's Eve? Text away, 651-461-9226. I'll get you a couple contenders that I have. Hear from Dave. I get your text, but how about this one? Jack Smith, who was special counsel investigating the then 45th president of the United States, now 45th and 47th president of the United States, and ran out of time. Didn't get it done. Brilliant lawyering by Trump's team. He wins, it ends, and as usual, Donald Trump wins. So the House Republicans feeling themselves a little bit. I mean, they got the Senate, got the House, they got their boss back. Let's bring Jack Smith in here. We'll read him the Riot Act. We'll show him who is the boss. Jack Smith goes, sure, I'm in. And I go, thought we'd have to do a lot of stuff. Nope, I'm in. He says one thing. Let's do it in public. Jack Smith says, let's let everybody consume the information, whether they love or hate the president, voted for him, didn't vote for him. Maybe the two people still don't have an opinion on Donald Trump. We can all see it, Dave. I mean, we want to see what Jack Smith had on the, hey, I'm playing jarts, and there's some classified documents showing us how to attack Iran. Or here's what Donald did in trying to overturn a fair election. The Republicans go, here's the date, but guess what? We're going to do it behind closed doors. Trump acts like he wanted Jack Smith out front. Okay. So now on January 31st in the afternoon, I mean, you got to give him credit. The Republicans release the Jack Smith deposition now. I mean, you think, Dave, the Friday 4:30 put bad news out is skillful? December 31st at about, you know, 1:30. That's impressive. And it's cowardly, of course.
I don't see a problem with it. Anytime the news is out, people will be all over it tonight, Chad. That's what people are going to be discussing at their New Year's Eve gatherings, whether they're at a house, whether they're out about town. I'm sure it'll be, you know, discussion at the table with Adam and his pals over at Mancini's. They'll all have the documents printed and out, reading them to each other, highlighting their favorite passages.
If you're Team Trump, you couldn't be more happy. And if you're a listener, and thank you for listening, admit it. You don't want this info coming out. There's no way your guy looked good. So, but it is Mr. Transparency. I'm the most transparent president ever. And this is when they're releasing the information. It's too good to be true. All right, Dave Harrigan, you can have any drink. Like, you want to give me two or three drinks? Do you put on, like, a dinner jacket? Do you have slippers? Is it velour? Is it velvet when you're sitting around? Does Lindsay call you daddy? I mean, what? Paint the picture at your house.
I've got one of Hugh Hefner's old smoking robes.
Nice.
I also carry a pipe with me. It's just bubbles, though. It's not tobacco.
Can't go wrong with one of those, by the way. I mean, whether you're, you know, whatever age I'm at, I guess 60.
Yeah.
God, I'm proud of that. Or 12. The bubbles coming out of a pipe, still funny.
Absolutely, yes. You get that, that cross-section between looking serious and stately, and then here comes the bubbles.
Yes, that is very good. Give me a drink or two you'd like to have tonight.
New Year's Eve never really feels like a beer night, I don't think.
No.
Wine, not really my jam nearly as much as is yours. You know, the bubbles, the champagne, fine. We can toast with that at midnight, I guess. We'll have a couple sips and that's good. But give me something classy. Give me, if it comes to liquor, I'm a brown liquor guy. So give me an old fashioned or a Manhattan.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is a lot of people, you know, look at those as very similar drinks.
They are.
I love an old fashioned. I detest a Manhattan.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I know this will shock you. I was out recently. Not the last 5-6 days, but the 2 months when I went out about every night. And one night, I'm with a buddy, and he's like, "You always get the old-fashioned. Try the Manhattan." I'm sure. I said, "No, thank you."
Interesting. Wow.
I just did not like it. I love an old-fashioned. I just think it looks like a great drink, tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
You can have variations of it. Man, I'm a big fan. Now, I will admit. Now, of course, I haven't even decided if I'm drinking or not tonight because I don't know yet. Let's. Yesterday, I was sweating throughout the show, so I'm not sweating today. So I feel like that's progress. It might not just be a Pepsi in a can. There is Pepsi in a can in the house. And I have to have some pleasure. Among the gifts the gal got me, hot chocolate maker. So you know that baby will be used not just on New Year's Eve, but it'll be an August 12th day when it's 97 degrees out, and I'm going to fire that baby up. Where does Dave Harrigan stand on champagne?
It's fine. I'll have a glass, I'll have a couple sips, but it's not really my thing. But I need to go back. A hot chocolate maker? Like it's hard? So you need a machine to make it for you?
Oh, it's a special one.
Explain.
I think it's the Velvetizer, I think Michelle called it.
Well, if it's the Velvetizer, is it the Velvetizer 2.0 or 3.0?
Oh, they don't even have – this one is so good. There was no need for the 2.0. We were experimenting with it the other day. It didn't help though. Michelle inadvertently spilled some hot chocolate on me. I did not appreciate that. I did. It might have been intentional. Is it possible? It was, you know, she's come to her senses and felt, well, if I burn him, then he won't keep calling me.
Well, it's not good right now, your relationship with Michelle and hot chocolate, because she tricked you with the cup of coffee a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Which you thought was hot chocolate. Now she's scalding you with burning hot from the Velvetizer.
Yeah, from the Velvetizer. She did say to me, because it was a little late, I got you one more present that's going to arrive, and I think you're really going to like it. I go, well, can you give me a clue? She goes, it's called the Velvetizer. I'm like, hey now, I mean, what do we got going here? You know? I like it. Okay. This person says mimosas. Again, I've come around on champagne. I used to be very dismissive of the champagne. I've come around. The mimosa, and I really like orange juice. What a bold take that is. I like orange juice. It's really shocking. Put that on the Twitter machine. I don't know. The mimosa, no thanks. A maple old-fashioned. There's so many ways to go. How about this comment? Combo. Diet Coke and a joint.
that's now, your jam, go for it. I wouldn't do it together. I'd, you know, do one at a time.
You could be going back and forth.
Well, back and forth. I'm just saying, well, the joints in your mouth, maybe don't sip the Coke.
No, no. Bohemia dark beer. Dark beer ever done anything for you?
I like a Guinness. Yeah, I can do some dark beer. It's kind of a one, maybe two and done, but usually just one.
The la-di-da warning. The Guinness in the home country is about 700% better. It's just, it tastes so much better there. Blackberry brandy. Where does Dave stand on a little blackberry brandy?
I've never had a blackberry brandy, but I'd be happy to give it a shot.
This is the delinquency that was my upbringing when we would go to a liquor store in junior or senior high school and randomly ask a stranger to buy us alcohol. Our jam for a while was to drink blackberry brandy. We're not smart. Blackberry brandy. This person suggests a Long Island tea. Friend of mine this summer, when I was getting drinks, goes, give me a Long Island tea, joking. I brought her a Long Island tea. Is a Long Island tea still commonplace? I feel like it's out. It's not there.
I would think it's probably still commonplace amongst the college kids and the college bars, right?
I would think so. I am reminded, though, there is one place in America where the Guinness is still tremendous. Only one place. O'Donovan's.
O'Dee's, of course.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one place. That is correct. I appreciate the update. From just a consumer of Guinness, it's always nice to have someone check in. A sipper of Five Rocks maple whiskey. They have a distillery in Brainerd. Chateau Lafayette Rothschild, 1798. That's kind of your go-to, isn't it, Dave?
I like the previous year. But, you know.
Yeah. You're big 1797.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to each their own. If you like the 98, that's fine. I'm more of a 1797 guy.
I appreciate it. This is Team Quentin, 1919 root beer.
There you go.
They have great root beer. Plus, I'm in the tank because that's where Quinny works at the state fair and that whole team. Chocolate milk. Where does Dave Harrigan stand on chocolate milk?
I love chocolate milk.
Yeah. Hot take, milk overrated. I cannot tell you the last time I poured a glass of milk for myself.
White chocolate doesn't matter. All overrated?
Might be decades. Mm. I certainly will use it the 7-8 times I have cereal a year or in recipes, but milk. Get out. Come on, cows. Be better.
I'm bringing in a jug of chocolate milk next week. We are going to tip a glass together.
I'd rather have that than the white milk. 2017 Silver Oak cap. La-di-da. The hippie speedball. Caffeine and THC. Schnapps. Diet Pepsi. All good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.